7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and the weather is finally beginning to stabilize a little bit, cooled off a little bit, which has made it nice so that we can get our work done. We're all running behind. We're all feeling the pinch, and we don't want you to get discouraged because there's still a lot of time. It's going to be a nice fall season. Look at it that way. So don't panic. Get your yard work done. Get your planting in. We're all in the same boat this year. Just all in the same boat because of the weather. And so things will mature a little bit later in the year, but things will still be good. Things are growing like crazy right now. My tomatoes have been in a little over a week, and I'd be willing to bet that they've increased, oh, probably by a third to 50% bigger than they were. The peppers are growing. The cabbages and broccoli and all those things, they're all beginning to grow like crazy, too. So things are improving. Perennials are really coming up. Color is becoming very noticeable in the garden. And if you have any concerns of what's happening, give us a call. It's toll-free, 800-259-9231. We're all going to work together to solve your problems. Okay? So, lawns. Make sure that your lawns are cut. With all the rains, the lawns got really, really tall, and the fungus got active when we had all that rain a couple weeks ago, and there's a lot of red thread around. So if you can keep your grass cut, and I know we haven't had much rain in the last week, things are beginning to dry out. When you water, try and water less often, but apply more at the time that you are watering. The reason is you want to get the water deep into the ground where the roots are and try and keep the foliage dry. Red thread normally doesn't start until July, and this year it started in May because of the cool, cloudy, and wet weather. And I've had many, many emails about red thread. If you go down to your local nursery, garden center, there's two products that will take care of it. If you want to put it down with a spreader, Scott's has a lawn disease control that will work very, very well. If you want a liquid, Bonide has a liquid fungicide called Infuse that will take care of it. And it will do a very, very good job. But if you have red thread, you're going to notice little pink patches in your lawn, anywhere from 6 to 10 inches in diameter. And when you look at it, it's going to look like cotton candy, little fibers. And it will attack one blade of grass. It will lay down, touch another, and you get this domino theory, and your patch will get bigger and bigger and bigger. So the first thing that you need to do is take your bamboo rake or a metal or a leaf rake and rake up that area to try and separate the blades of grass so they're no longer touching. And clean it up. Give it a good, stiff raking. Now, when you mow that grass, if you can bag the clippings, that would help tremendously. The reason is, if you mow your lawn and you're not using a bagger, it will blow the infected blades onto healthy tissue. So you're going to actually spread it when you mow your lawn. Okay? So if you have a bagger in this area, bag it. The other thing, if you don't have a bagger, is when you get done mowing, rake the grass clippings in the area and within 15, 20 feet of where you have raked, and get those clippings off your lawn. Okay, so try and pinpoint where the red thread fungus is, mow it, rake the grass clippings so that you can remove them to prevent them from potentially spreading and making the problem worse. Now, if you can limit your watering, that's going to help because it spreads with moisture. So instead of watering 3 times a week or 4 times a week, if you have an irrigation system, you have to say to yourself, this is spread by water. Cut back on your irrigation or even turn it off for a week until you see signs that it's not spreading any longer and it's beginning to dissipate. Okay? So cut your grass, rake it. Cut your grass or bag it. Clean it up. Put down your granular product with a spreader made by Scotts, and all the garden centers have lawn disease control. Or Bonide has something called Infuse, which is a liquid that you would put down with a bottle sprayer. The other thing is fungus in the lawn is spread if you have a dull lawn mower blade. So if your blade hasn't been sharpened in a year or two, and I know there's some of you out there that probably haven't sharpened it longer than that, what I want you to do is when you cut your grass, I want you to pull some of the grass, just the blades, not the roots, just pull some of the cut grass and look at the ends where the cut was made by the blade. If you have a sharp lawnmower blade, where the blade was cut will be a nice, clean cut. Smooth cut all the way across. If your lawnmower is dull, it doesn't cut, it rips because the blade is spinning so fast. And when you look at your blade, it's going to be jagged. You're almost going to have a white or a yellow tinge where it was cut. But it's going to be jagged. Now, the reason that it spreads, if you have a nice, clean cut, it will scab over very, very quickly, sealing the grass from preventing fungus from getting inside. If the blade was ripped and it's jagged, frayed, almost looked like it's hairy, it cannot seal itself because it's like the blades of a saw. It's up and down where it was ripped. And that's when you can get fungus problems into that area. Okay? So if you can sharpen your blade, it will help to prevent the problem from getting worse. But the main thing is treat it, cut back on the water, or just turn off the sprinkler for a week or 10 days until you see that it's under control, and then you can come back. But it's caused by water, temperature, lack of direct sun, and continuous moisture on the foliage. Now, if you can do that, your lawn will be fine. And when it's cleaned up, it wouldn't hurt to fertilize the lawn again to help make up for the energy that was lost, and it will help to repair the damage and will encourage the grass plant to make additional foliage to replace the ones that have died from the red thread. Okay, so clean it up, fertilize, cut back on your water, and then once it's repaired, then you can resume normal waterings. But the main thing is, check it out. You don't want it to get worse. And especially, we're getting into the summer. finally. And your days are going to get hot and dry. And if red thread gets established and you don't do anything about it, you're going to have some real problems during the month of July and August when the humidity comes. So you need to get rid of this problem sooner than later. Okay? So that's your assignment. Now, the other concern, the state of New York, the agriculture commissioner announced potential phthalate blight in New York State. I called the state of Massachusetts. I called at the University of Mass in Amherst to my old stomping grounds and talked with the people at UMass at the extension service there. And they told me that potentially right now they don't see a problem as of right now. So they just want you to be aware of it. They're not issuing anything, but they want you to be aware. And the main thing is do not water your garden after 5 o'clock at night. If you water your tomatoes, going into the darkness of the evening, the foliage will stay wet all night. And if there are spores blowing around, you're going to get the blight. So be prepared, and we'll tell you what to do.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertiloam from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic. It's biodegradable and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvance.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Dawn, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Did you have a good week, Dawn?
I did. It was a fantastic week. It finally heated up, and everything is gravy.
Yeah, things have finally begun to stabilize here, and people are getting outside and enjoying the yards finally.
Absolutely.
And color is every place, so that's a real good thing.
You betcha.
Are you ready to do a little gardening this morning?
You got it.
Who do we have up first, Don?
Up first, this is Greg from Massachusetts, who has a question about a beetle.
Greg, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
The reason I'm calling, it's about the Asian longhorn beetle and the
yes.
terrible things that happened in Springfield this week. Now, the last time, that's kind of like ground zero for the Asian longhorn beetle around Springfield and Worcester. And the last time this happened, they were very careful about quarantining the wood that came out of there. Now, this time, I haven't heard anything about that. All these trees that have been knocked over... You know, if people start to use this and ship this around for firewood, that's a terrible way to spread the beetle.
Yeah, it's a real terrible thing if it happens. But I'll tell you, the state of Massachusetts is very, very aware of the longhorn beetle, and they are aware that ground zero is in the Worcester-Springfield area. And for those of you that are not familiar, the Asiatic longhorn beetle is a pest that came in from the tropics. It's a fairly big beetle. It has these real long horns on it, and it attacks mature trees. It's not going to bother a little 6-inch caliper tree or a tree that you're going to put out in your front lawn. It wants something with some meat on its bones. So it's going after big trees. And a couple of years ago, the city of Worcester, they cut down over 10,000 trees. And they were all brought to the landfill and buried. The brush was all ground up, and it was not used for mulch. It was brought into the landfill, and that was all buried. And this is a bad, bad insect. It's come in from the Orient. And I was talking with Ken Kukarowski from the Bayer Advance Company and saying to him, you know, how did we get this pest? How did all of a sudden we seem to be getting more and more insects? And he said to me, the way that they think that this pest got into the country, and they're very concerned about additional pests coming in. He said that the second world countries are trying to grow. And one of the things that they do is they can ship potential problems in with lumber. And he said one example is this. They're shipping furniture, could be pottery, could be anything. And when they ship it, it's put on a pallet. Well, what normally happens is the way that you make a pallet is the lumber is cut. It is heated and dried. Like when you buy a 2x4, the 2x4 has been kilned, dried. It's been put into a building, and heat has been put into it to take the moisture out of the wood. And by doing that, the temperature is so hot that it kills anything that's in the wood. What he is saying to me is that some of these countries have been so busy that they're not taking the time to dry the wood that's used for the pallet. Material, produce, whatever, is put onto the pallet of green lumber, put onto the boat, shipped to the United States. The product is unloaded off the boat. Merchandise is delivered. The pallet is either thrown or recycled, usually recycled. And what happens is the seasons change. The normal cycle of the insect happens. The eggs ripen, mature, they hatch, the insect comes out of the wood, and now we've got a brand new problem. And that's been part of the problem. So, if you find a longhorn beetle, you need to report it to your town or the extension service so they can monitor where they are. And they're being found all over New England, not just there. We've had reports of finding some in Maine. We've had some in southern New Hampshire. And when we come back, we'll tell you more about that particular insect.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 888-444-6625. That's 888-444-6625. Again, 888-444-6625.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking about the Asiatic longhorn beetle. Now, this is a bad insect. And if you have large hardwood trees, they won't bother spruces, they won't bother your big white pines on your property. They're looking for oak and maple. And what you need to do is, especially if you live in the middle part of the state, that's where they've been really found, or if you have some big trees, I want you just to take a few minutes today and look at the trunk of the tree. And they will usually attack the tree from the ground up to maybe 6 feet. And what you will find are holes. And the holes will be about a quarter of an inch or less in diameter, drilled into the tree. And if you took a piece of wire or even like a ballpoint pen, you could push the tip of the pen right into the hole. You may even see some sawdust in the accelerated state, but they will bore into the tree and in time will kill the tree. If you find it, you can kill the longhorn beetle in that tree with tree and shrub. Now, you can buy tree and shrub made from Bayer. You can buy it from Bonide or Fertiloam. Follow the recommendations, and it will control the Asiatic longhorn beetle in your tree. Right now, they're in the process of mating. They're laying eggs in the tree, and you're going to have more and more problems. So if you've got big trees on your property, and they're giving you beautiful shade, and you may be noticing maybe some thinning on the top of the tree, little dead branches here and there, examine your tree closely. Look for holes. Again, they're about the size of a ballpoint pen refill. You know, the plastic tube that holds the ink. That's how big the hole is. And if you see the holes, then you want to get some tree and shrub on those trees to protect it and kill the Asiatic longhorn beetle. If you live in the Worcester area, it probably would be a good idea to call the town hall and just remind them. I think if enough of you call, that will help to make sure that the wood doesn't get resold and moved around the state. A lot of trees came down with that tornado. I was in Worcester on Friday. My niece graduated from high school. We did see some of the damage. Talked to a lot of people, and they said that the trees are everywhere. And so just be aware of it. If you live in the Worcester area, you know, take 5 minutes on Monday and just call and remind them about that particular problem so that it doesn't spread to surrounding towns. And if you live in that area and you're drying the wood and you're going to use it in your fireplace, that's okay. You can burn it. The problem is do not move it. So if you have some trees down, you kept the wood, you cut it, you split it, do not take it with you if you're going camping. So let's say you're going camping in Maine here for a week and you decide I'm going to bring a couple bundles of wood to have a campfire at night. If you bring it into the state of Maine, there's potential that that insect could get into your favorite campground. So you may save a dollar, but the place that you love to go to tent and fish and camp, you could be bringing the problem to that area. So leave that wood in your area, burn it, dispose of it, but don't move it around. It's as simple as that. Okay? And that was a great question and very, very timely. I appreciate that. So that way we get the word out. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Barry from Portland, who has a question about roses.
Barry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Terrific. And yourself, Barry?
I'm well. We have a serious problem with the roses. I think you know we have about 80. Maybe 10 of those had tons of aphids going back a week and a half ago, and we sprayed every single one, and they were fine. And now, well, I don't even know how to explain it. Teeny tiny little white specks, and which are leaving these teeny tiny little holes, and the leaves look like they have thrip.
Okay, well, if you have thrip, thrip would cause your foliage, especially the new growth, to grow misshapen. So instead of that leaf opening up nice and flat, it would be curled, it would be misshapen, and you would have some streaking of different colors in that foliage. Now, the best way to control thrip is with a systemic insecticide, something that you can put in the ground on the foliage that will be absorbed into the plant, because a contact insecticide will not do the job adequately. So what you need to do is to get a product from either Ortho or Bonide or Bayer, and that is a systemic recommended for roses and flowers. And you would mix this product with water. You would pour it over the foliage and soak the ground so that it's absorbed, so that it can be absorbed by the root system. And as we get into the heat, your plants are going to grow faster. And because they grow faster, the product that you put in it will get diluted because the plant is getting bigger and bigger. So the product that you put on your rose bush today is enough product absorbed into the plant to take care of the foliage. 2 weeks from now, if we get temperatures in the mid to high 70s into the middle 80s or warmer, the plant's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, there's only so much of that product in the plant. So as you get more foliage, the product that's in there protecting the plant will try and take care of the new growth, so the percentage of the product in the plant gets less and less and less, which in most cases is okay. But if you get a big surge of growth, I would suggest that you do it again. Normally, a rose and flower insecticide made by all the major companies will last 4 to 6 weeks. We've had cool weather. We're now getting a lot of sun, which we haven't had for a long time. We're also getting some heat, daytime and nighttime. So instead of doing it once a month or every 6 weeks, do it every 3 weeks, because you're getting a big surge of new growth right now. And make sure that you get it on the foliage, because the systemic is absorbed through the leaves as well as through the root system. So go down to your local garden center, something like a complete product. Rose and flower complete. Okay? And follow the recommendations and make a note on your calendar. So if you're doing it today, count 3 weeks, write on the calendar, retreat the roses. And that will stop it. And thrips, once we get heat and humidity, they will get worse. But if your foliage is twisting, it's curling, it's getting various color changes in the leaf, streaking of white or yellow in that leaf, that's a sign of thrip. And the best way is with a systemic rose and flower, a complete product, okay? And that complete product will probably contain a fungicide, and diseases are already beginning. So that's a good thing to apply. The other thing is feed your rose bush. If it hasn't been fed for a month, do it again. That will help to replace some of the infected tissue, okay? So feed it and get an insecticide on there. And the other thing that you can do is keep a close eye on the tips, where the new growth is. And a couple times a week, take a sheet of white paper. Put the white paper underneath the ends where the new growth is of your plant. With your fingers, tap the tips where the new growth is, maybe a bud area, and see if you can knock off insects onto the white piece of paper. They'll be small, but if you tap your plant 3 or 4 times, things will fall on the white paper. If they do, you can identify it. To try and find an insect by looking at the leaf can be very, very difficult. And most of the insects are the same color as the plant. So if you put the white paper under the branches, you tap the branches so that the force hitting the white paper, you'll see tiny insects moving. If you do, then you know that you've got the problem. And the systemic is good. And I'll tell you, if they're still there, use an oil, a horticultural oil, an all-season oil. And that will make a difference. So you get it like a 1-2 punch. Treat it systemically and treat it with a contact oil. And the reason you want to use oil on insects like that, they cannot become immune to oil. Your common insecticides that everybody uses, if the insect has, let's say, 100 eggs, if you use the same insecticide all the time, you're going to kill 90%, which is really good. But 10% become immune to it. They mature, they lay eggs, and when you apply again, now you're only killing 80%. So it's good that you change insecticides and you use some oil, because oil plugs up the skin of the insect, all of the pores, they can't breathe, and they die. And there's no immune system that affects the insect, because it can't build immunity to suffocation. Okay? So try that berry, and it will help you a great deal. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Bob from Massachusetts, who has a question about lily pads.
Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I love your show. And
Thank you.
I could ask you 1,000 questions, but I'm going to take two. These ones are a little bit unusual. I have a pond in my yard, and there's no lily pads in it. Now, I know where I can get some, but can I just go, like, what do I do to transplant them? Is there a better time here to do that, or what? And the other question, for the first time, I've seen tobacco seeds being sold in one of my catalogs. Do you have any hints on doing that? Oh, listen.
Well, okay.
I met you in Tewksbury in mid-April there. Remember me? I gave you that picture of the midnight sunflower.
That's right. That's great. Okay. When we come back from the break, I will tell you what to do about your pond, and we'll talk a little bit about your tobacco right after these messages.
Is your lawn temperamental? You know, bare spots and weeds that keep reappearing? Or damage due to insects, disease, and drought, no matter what you do? If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, look no further than Jonathan Green, a brand that rises above the rest. Black Beauty Grass Seed by Jonathan Green grows turf grasses that root deeply and have an invisible waxy coating, similar to what you might find on an apple, to preserve moisture and ward off stress. Jonathan Green organic lawn fertilizers contain humates to improve the soil, so your grass has a solid foundation upon which to feed. Plus, they cost less than half the price of a lawn service. And don't forget MagiCal, organic soluble calcium. MagiCal rapidly raises soil pH faster than lime, bringing your soil back into balance and releases untapped nutrients. Time-honored tradition, scientific innovation, superior products. Jonathan Green, 5 generations of naturally beautiful lawns and gardens. Available at Ace Hardware and your local garden center.
Soils, keep them simple, keep them natural. That's what Whitney Farms organic potting soils do, because that's what plants like. Plants may not have brains, but they know exactly what to do with a rich, premium blend of peat moss, compost, and natural fertilizer. Grow to become beautiful flowers, herbs, and vegetables. They're happy, you're happy. Simple as that. Buy Whitney Farms organic potting soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store. It's your yard and you're the boss. You need hardworking soils. Start with Osmocote potting and planting soils. They're made from rich organic materials like sphagnum peat moss to hold water. Plus, they contain Osmocote plant food to provide nutrients plants need to feed for up to 6 months, helping plants grow incredibly beautiful gardens, which gives you a sense of pride in your work. That's what being a great boss is all about. Buy Osmocote soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
It must be that the planets have aligned and summer is getting into full swing, because something unusual has happened here at OfTheField.com. We're having a sale. That's right, the Happy Summer Sale. Oh, we know it's not the official beginning of summer, but don't tell the wild food that. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. The best time to really learn, identify, and experience wild food is now in North America. It's all over by Monday, June 6th. So head on over to ofthefield.com. If you really don't have access to the net, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837. And they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. The season will likely be over before we have another sale. Even catalog customers can play by writing Free Food Now on the top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off the merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food savings at ofthefield.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 800-259-9231. We're talking with Bob about pond lilies. Now, if you're going to dig pond lilies, and you're putting them into a small pond, you could be bringing in problems for your fish. So you'd be better off to go to a fish and pond supply company. A lot of the nurseries now sell pond lilies, and you want to do that for a couple of reasons. The pond lilies that you're buying in from a company, they're put into sterilized soil. So you don't have to worry about potentially bringing in a disease that could affect your fish. The other thing is you could be bringing in a parasite from that pond into your tropical fish, and fish are not cheap. So go to a specialty place that sells the plants. And the other thing is the wild pond lilies are nice, but they don't bloom as much as the new hybrids. I have one called, I think it's a Texas rose. It's the name of the plant. It's yellow. It's a yellow blossom. And I've had it in my pond for 7 years. I've repotted it twice into a larger container. And it must make at least 25 or 30 flowers during the summertime. So they are hybrids. They've got better color, much bigger flowers. And they're going to do what they are supposed to. The other thing is, if you're digging it from a pond and the pond is 3 or 4 feet deep and your pond is only 2 feet deep, you're going to end up with the leaves laying down and covering the whole area. So start with a healthy hybrid, and it's going to be a lot better for you, okay? Do that, and your pond will stay clean, will stay safe. The other thing is, you may bring in an algae from that pond into your area, and your pond is going to stay warmer than a big pond. And heat brings activity with algae. So you could end up with algae that you can have a tough time to control. You could bring in a parasite that could affect your fish, and you're going to get a plant that's a common variety, not a hybrid, smaller flowers, fewer flowers, and it just won't be as showy. So spend the money, buy a quality plant, find out how to take care of it, feed it. And that's what I do with my pond, is I take care of the pond. Right now it needs some work because I've been behind on everything else. But in the next week it's going to be totally, totally revamped. I am late. Everything is late this year. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Mary from Massachusetts, who has a question about fertilizer.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. My daughter has a blue Atlas cedar. It's an ornamental. The trunk goes up about 4 feet, and then it goes out about 6 feet vertically. And it has, from the part that goes out, it has these little tendrils that grow off of it with little green needles that are about a half inch long. And I noticed at the base of these needles, it was turning brown. So I used some Bare tree and shrub, the preventer and feeder. And
yes,
I used it about 10 days ago. And I haven't noticed any different. And I was wondering, should I use, I know that the Bear is a chemical, and would it be all right if I use the Neptune's Harvest seaweed on it now, maybe to help it somehow?
Okay. Okay, you've got a great tree. This blue Atlas cedar is one of my favorite evergreen trees. Where I live in southern Maine, in Kennebunk, it's not winter hardy. And that's something that, you know, I really miss. Cause when I lived south of Boston, blue Atlas cedars were everywhere. They look, when you first buy them, they look like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. They grow scrawny and thin, but they're unique. The tree and shrub that you put on there will do the job. It's a systemic, and it takes time to go from the root system in the ground to the top of the tree. So, it's going to do the job. And yes, you do want to fertilize it. The Neptune Harvest is a good food, but it's made for flowers. You need to use a granular tree like the tree and shrub.